for, Joan?
And what I'm grateful for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just one thing.
I'm grateful for many blessings
mm-hmm.
that I've had. The Lord's blessed me with very good health.
Great.
That's and great.
That's the one thing I'm most grateful for, I guess, because I get to see a lot of those people who aren't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kidding. Thank you. Well, would you like to share your name and something you're grateful for? Share your name and something that you're grateful for today. Just
my name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been everywhere.
Your name. What's your name?
Harold Redmond.
Harold. And then what are you grateful for today? Something you're grateful for.
I guess that I live so good.
Yeah.
I'm on my feet all the time.
Yeah.
Go. You're dancing.
And I dance a lot.
Your dancer is sweet.
Cool.
I'm grateful that you're able to dance.
That's great.
That
you
is.
You made good fun of that.
And how about you? What's your name and something you're grateful for today?
I'm
Betty
Kuhn.
And sing a lot. Nice.
Yeah.
Betty?
Betty Kuhn.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Kuhn. And I'm grateful to be able to be in here with my hearing the way it is, eh?
Yeah, your hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to make sure to speak nice and loud so everybody can hear. Thank you. What's your name and gratitude, something you're grateful for?
My name is Shirley Parker.
Shirley Parker.
And I have a brother and a sister, and I'm very grateful for them. And I'm grateful that my parents are still living.
Wow.
So is my grandmother. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I know I am.
That's great, thank you.
I'm very fortunate.
You
ever been to Toronto? Camp Street, out the other side of Toronto?
Can I have your name and something?
I was out there training a soldier.
My name is Frances Mackey.
Frances
Mackey. The next thing I knew,
and I'm very sure of my family. Especially,
remember
about five sons and four daughters.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're
also grateful for this place.
Okay.
Great.
Call home.
Great. Thank you.
And my name is Norma Peters.
Norma Peters.
And I'm grateful for a lot of things. My family. I had six, I have five now. They're quite healthy. And that means a lot for me. And I have eight grandkids and I have five great grandkids.
Wow!
So it keeps me busy mind wise as
yeah.
well as.
Yeah,
being with them,
great.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
And it's wonderful to be here.
Good. It's
like,
great.
I worked here for 24 years.
Wow.
So I feel really at home.
Wonderful. That's really beautiful. Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to share to be grateful for today?
To be here.
To be here. And this is Makobe, my son. And then do you have anything you're grateful for today?
To be here.
To be here. And this is Rio. Do you have anything you're grateful for?
Yes, you all know I'm Ashley, and I am grateful for all my lovely residents I get to hang out with every day. I'm grateful I get to be friends with you guys.
Aww.
I spend more time with you guys, I think, than my own family. So I'm really happy I get to do that.
That's great.
Because you guys are awesome.
So, thank you for that. The way we have two options of how to do this today, I had given Nancy a bunch of questions that I'm not sure if you guys looked over. Did anyone look over those questions? Perfect. Fine. So that eliminates that possibility. So what I think we might do, we have two ways of being able to do this. We can go around and you can just, we have an hour, which isn't a very long time. There's a bunch of people. So you can pick your favorite childhood story and tell it, or I can give a topic like school or family or something, and you can just speak for a few minutes on that. And then if we have time, we can go around again. Is that, what would you prefer to do? Do you want to be asked a question or do you want to just come up with a story?
So who's comfortable with just coming up with a story from their childhood? Just raise your hand. You're comfortable with that? Or would you like to be asked a question on a subject? Would that be easier?
I think I'd rather.
Question on a subject. Okay.
You got it. Okay. Okay. So the first thing I would like to know from each of you, so we'll go with you first. So you started with who you are, but where you were born and when you were born. And then maybe you can tell us a little bit about just your home life, like your family and what it was like growing up in that house, in that place.
Well, I could lead you off on that.
Go ahead, that's great, thank you.
Okay, I'll begin with myself. Number one is I'm hard of hearing. I wear hearing aids, I can hear, but voices bounce. And sometimes I go away stupid because I didn't hear exactly what you said. I heard your voice, but not your what you said. I have that problem. Now, to begin with my life, I was born in 22nd of May, 1930, in Combermere, Ontario. And what's unique about that to me, to tell you today, is I was born in the same house and in the same room as my mother was born in.
Really?
Wow.
And I think I carry that with pride today. And I was born in that house, although I was raised from infancy on my father's homestead at Papanaw Lake. And my grandfather pioneered that place in 1900. And my brother Bruce owns it today. And I have a piece of that property, which when I retired from General Motors, Viola and I built a home on there. And I just left it here 5 days ago, a nice home. And I could go on and on and on and on with this, but I think that's a beginning. And if anybody wants to question me or wonder about anything that I've said, I'm open.
I want to know about your schooling, your education.
That's very interesting. I never ever went to school.
What?
Never. What education I got through government correspondence courses. I see you're very interested in that, and it is interesting. My mother was a very well-educated person. She had 3 years of high schooling, and she got that in Ottawa. She taught her family up until 1943 at home with government correspondence courses. And there was three of us brothers or kids that got that. Then my dad ran the first PVC licensed school bus that ever run in Ontario.
Wow.
He started running the school bus because the reason I didn't go to school, we were 6 miles from school.
Wow.
And we had a creek to cross and a river to cross. And when the snow come in the winter time, there was a short way of going to that school, but it was through the bush. My dad wouldn't allow his kids to go, so we were kept home. So that's the extent of my education.
How would people have gotten from, like, were they traveling, did you have a family car, or did you have how were you getting around if you had to go places?
My dad had a car. I think he had amongst one of the first people in our settlement to have a car, because my dad was born in 1893, and he worked in the Burgess Mines as a kid. And when he was 16 years old, he went to work in cobalt in the mines. And he worked up there until the mines burnt and everything closed down. And that's when he came back down and bought the old homestead from his older brother.
Wow.
And started farming. And my dad was married twice, his first wife. Their first baby was born. I don't know too much about it, but I think it was born stillborn or something, but it only lived a couple of days and it was gone.
Right.
And the mother died 9 days later of complications that I can't explain.
Right.
So he went from 1922 to 1930, or 29, to when he married my mother. And I'm one of them young lads that come along about 3 or 4 months ahead of time. But that's the extent of my life.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I have so many questions, and we're gonna do one round and then we'll come back. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Right.
Okay, so did you have a question or did you want me to just ask a question?
Can I ask you one question first?
Of course.
Super hawk feathers?
These? No, they are actually grouse.
Eh?
They're grouse.
Grouse.
Oh.
They're grouse feathers.
Partridge.
Yeah.
I've seen them way
in Bancroft. That's what they'd be.
Super hawk.
Partridge. Yes.
Partridge here.
Joan, did you want
can
to be asked
on
a question
that?
About a subject? Or would you want to just tell a story from your childhood?
Okay. Please do.
I could be asked a question.
Asked a question.
I don't
okay.
mind being asked a question.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's think of a question specific. Well, first tell us where you were born, what year you were born, and maybe you could just tell us like a bit about the sort of your childhood home. Like, was it a farm? Was it in town? What did it look like? Did you have a favorite pet? Anything that kind of comes to mind?
I was born in Bancroft, in the hospital in Bancroft.
Where was that, Joel,
and
when you were born? Where was that located?
It was up on top of the hill across from the public school.
Oh, in a different place?
Across from the old public school.
My dad was born there too.
Huh.
And so I guess it was a lot of us born there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's...
And what year were you born?
1936. Yeah.
So were you born, did you live in town, or did
right in town. And my mom owned and operated a sporting goods store and a gift shop.
Where would that be now?
Hastings Street, Bancroft.
Okay, what's
next door to Stedman's?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's got the Dairy Queen in it, or the one on the other side?
The Dairy Queen is in it.
The Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah? Was it McGee's?
Yeah.
I thought that was down by
the other side of Stedman's.
Yeah, it
was
on the other side of
Stedman's.
That was next door to Stedman's.
Yeah.
So. Where did you go to school then? Did you go to Bancroft Public School? Okay. And let's ask a question about, did you have any pets?
Yes, we had dogs. We had several dogs. Like the dogs had a hard time living on the main street in Bancroft.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of traffic, and so we had several dogs, of course. But I loved dogs. That was my favorite animal.
He was, eh?
Yeah. And so that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Did you, so when the town of Bancroft, I'm not from here, so all I know is what it looks like now. Was there a lot of green open space that you could run free in, or was it pretty?
It was pretty rocky and hilly and stony.
Did you ever climb the big cliffs? Did you ever go to climb there and play around there?
No, I didn't.
You didn't, eh?
My mom wasn't in favor of that kind of a lifestyle too much, and we owned a store. And she was quite busy, and I had to help out in it.
You did.
And I also had to help out in the house as well.
Right. Did you have any siblings?
Yes, I had two brothers.
Two brothers.
And a sister.
Sister. And where do you fall in the ages?
I'm the third one in the family.
And when you worked at the store, how old were you when you started working at the store?
I was old enough to stand behind the counter.
So you could see over it?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I had to be able to see over the counter.
and reach up and get stuff off the shelves.
Right.
And, oh, yes. Like, I had to be a very serviceable person.
And what types of things did they sell there?
They had fishing tackle and, like, it was a sporting goods and,
right.
and gift shop. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So.
That's great.
It's quite a, she had quite a variety. And it's I think it's amazing that she raised four children. Sent me to teacher's college, sent my sister to become a nurse. She had to train in Kingston General Hospital.
Wow.
And she sent my brother to Toronto to radio college.
Wow.
And did I tell you my sister became a nurse? I think I did tell you she became a nurse. And so she did well to raise us all and pay for our training.
Yeah, with the store.
Yeah.
May I ask that you're not mentioning your father. So was there...
Well, he passed. He was a young man when he passed away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your mom did this on her own.
She did this on her own.
Go, mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's incredible.
I think maybe you remember my mom, Lucy McGee.
Oh, my God, yes. Lucy McGee was like a grandmother to me.
Yeah.
That's
she
amazing.
Was the most obliging lady in Bancroft to me. I could go in there and buy an old 78 gramophone record, and if she didn't have it, she would order it. And the next time I was in Bancroft, it was 2 weeks or 2 months, she would have that record for me.
Wow,
what a wonderful lady, yes.
So it's no wonder she earned money, like she made money, eh?
Yeah.
In the store, because she worked so hard. Like you say, she would, if she didn't have the record, she would order it for you. And I can remember doing those record orders myself.
That's funny.
Great.
Wow.
That's really cool about a small
she
community.
Was a
yeah.
Amazing.
My mother was an amazing person. And I think I was a little bit like her because I worked hard for her, the same as she did. And I became a teacher, and I didn't waste my time. I was busy.
Not out climbing rocks.
So
great.
I learned a good lesson.
Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Just wonderful.
We're gonna come back around again for more stories.
Hold on.
I
just
like
to have made
my
yes,
day.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it too.
That's
I thought you might.